Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on my couch. Welcome, everyone, always, as you are live here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station. Hey, as always, a great show for you today. If you're a follower of my social media, you know I'm talking to one of my favorite guests on one of my favorite subjects. Talking to Gina Hendricks live here in the studio, and we're also talking about relationship issues, controversies, dating, self-image, self-esteem, whatever you want to talk about, guys. I always invite you to call me live here if you wish. It's 323-203-0815. Beautiful Los Angeles.
We say have the balls to call.
Okay, that's right. Wait, let me pop up your mic. Go for it, girl.
Have the balls to call.
I love it. That's
call in.
Wasn't that an AC/DC song?
I don't know.
So nice to have you.
We have fun every time.
We always do, which is so awesome. Mm-hmm. It's really great. So, you know, I have some questions for you guys out there. Oh, yes, first, also, speaking about questions, if you would like to email us, you're a little shy, you don't want to, as Gina says, have the balls to call, you can email me straight talk doc, we're talking straight talk doc at gmail.com, okay? So I'd love to hear from you if you have relationship issues, questions, et cetera. And I do have some in the keg already waiting, so we can get to those.
What? You have some questions or
questions
calls?
Questions in the keg.
Do we have calls yet?
You're waiting. Not yet.
All right.
323-203-0815.
Tina, you know who you are. You need to call in.
Uh-oh. Who's Tina?
I can't say.
Okay.
Can't say.
Very
good. She knows
who
she is.
Okay. Very good. We'd love to hear from you, Tina, and or anyone else. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to say your real name, that's great. Just disguise your voice.
Talk to a sock.
That's it.
Put marbles in your mouth.
That's right. A lot of folks talk to me in my private practice office, a little plug there, about their self-esteem and unresolved issues or just plain bad luck with meeting the wrong folks out there in the dating scene, looking for relationships, and or being in a relationship for a long time, which has gone sour because you haven't worked on it, or yourself, and you're bored. And or.
There you
you're
go.
Bored.
And you go on Ashley Madison.
That's right. And we're going to talk about that,
yes,
too.
Later.
You go on,
yes.
Ashley Madison. Oh, God. So we're going to help you figure out a lot of these issues today because we are talking about all aspects of relationships. And you know, Gina Hendricks has been on the show before many times. Always a pleasure to have you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
You're so cool. You're the best. So it's all about helping you guys with relationships. So let me just kind of let you know what's going on with Gina here. She's the owner of Exclusive Introductions, a concierge matchmaking company. She's also the owner and operator of AskARelationshipExpert.com. It's an excellent advice for relationship phone. We'll give you the phone number right now. What is that phone number, Gina? Let's do it.
text in front of my face.
Was I supposed to be prepared with the phone
number?
Oh, I've
got it right here. 888.
There you go.
813-0293.
Okay. So that they can call that phone number, and what happens is they can talk to one of our relationship experts. Obviously, I'm not available right now to talk to anybody, but we've got
we are live on the air.
Because you can call in here. That's a different number. But they can call that number anytime, day or night, and they're charged by the minute. A nominal amount for phenomenal advice from well-respected, well-known relationship experts.
Nice.
Boom. That was a good one.
Yes, boom is right. And they are really good relationship experts.
Yes.
888-813-0293. That's askarelationshipexpert.com. Mm-hmm. Check out the website, guys. And it's very informative. What a wonderful idea. By the way, Gina is also the author of one of my favorite relationship books. It's entitled Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. And it's fun to read.
Yes.
And really enlightening about some
of
the
things
we do.
It's candid advice, yes. And I think, but I think that unfortunately a lot of girls think they're dating a guy, they think they don't need that book because they have a boyfriend.
Sure.
But actually in the book, I talk about how women end up running their boyfriends off by being, and not necessarily just a bitch, but that's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but just, you know, by being needy, crazy, you know, all these things that we turn into when we get into relationships.
And that's really cool, too. Yeah. It's a great read. It's really fun, but a lot of it is the truth, you know, about self-sabotage, very psychological as well.
Oh, yes.
And I love your examples. You have examples of people who have, you know, done things that are not too great for themselves in order to self-sabotage in relationships. So that's really a good read, folks. By the way, Gina has also appeared on Entertainment Tonight, the Lifetime Network. She's featured as a guest speaker at the Learning Annex and Pepperdine University, many seminars across the country. So,
is Learning Annex even still around anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are?
Stuff.
Okay. I haven't been there in a while, but, you know, because I'm busy with so many other things.
Sure you are. You are an entrepreneur extraordinaire. You blow me away. You have such great... You know what's so cool about Gina is we'll be walking and talking, hanging out, and she'll just say, oh, my gosh, what if we had a service that... She comes up with these creative ideas. I mean, you are in touch with the source, girl. You've got You've got that open...
I have too many good ideas. It's a problem.
Good ideas. Well, you should copyright them and sell them.
Yes, I should do that. Yes.
Make a little piece of the action on each one.
There you go. We'll cut you in on the deal, Michelle.
Done. Done. But for now, let's focus on... you know, your
topic at hand.
The topic at hand. askarelationshipexpert.com is a great idea for you guys to call in if you have any relationship questions. Again, 323-203-0815, live on the air here. I just am fascinated because it's probably a lot of the same thing I hear in my private practice office. What are some of the most common relationship questions that are asked of you and your experts?
I think that, in fact, I was just talking with a woman driving over here. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of women, unfortunately, think they are in a relationship with a guy when the guy doesn't think that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's
interesting.
And it's because because the women aren't really listening and paying attention to what's really going on. Yep. Like this woman I talked to today driving over here, she was like, yeah, and you know, we've kind of been dating, you know, on and off for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I happen to know this guy. So she, you know, she and I know each other through friends and I know him. And I knew what to ask her right away. And I said, has he ever taken you out, like, to any nice places or spent any money on you?
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped.
Red
and she
flag.
Said, no, he hasn't. And I said, okay, well, I'm sorry you've even wasted one day on that guy.
Right.
So three years on and off, she's been thinking she's in a relationship with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not really dating him.
Right.
Unless you say, you know, flat on your back, she's dating him, but not in the real world.
No, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I convinced her to call that one off.
Good
done.
For you. No,
block
exactly.
Him.
It's about the action. And, you know, guys are about action, you know, and
action.
They want to see, and I'm not talking about sexual action, but that too, but it's about, you know, they express their caring many times. Sorry, guys, hate to pinhole you in one little area, but it's the truth. You're action oriented, and that's how you sort of express a lot of your caring and things rather than more verbal and emotional styles like we women.
So you're so what are you saying, Michelle, that a man, if he cares about a woman, will take her out,
yes,
will make an effort.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Very true. Now here's an interesting
mm-hmm.
thing I've learned
yes.
through my business is that, and my guys have told me this, they say they will sleep with a woman sooner if they don't see a future with her.
Uh-huh. That makes sense.
So all these women out there who, you know, think, oh, we slept together right away, I'm going to try to make him my boyfriend, they need to know that mm-hmm. the reason the man is asleep, not every time, but, you know, a lot of times guys, mm-hmm. if they don't see you as a wife, as long-term potential, then they'll just see you as, you know,
it's
as
true.
A good time.
Yeah, yeah, booty call or
and
whatever.
Moves, and that's how sexual moves along faster. But if a man respects mm-hmm. you
yeah.
and wants to see you for a long period of time or get to know you, he'll take his time.
I agree. Yes. I see that a lot, and I hear that a lot. And, you know, so another message, too, is just sort of instead of jumping into a sexual relationship because what I hear, you fear that they're going to lose interest in you, it's best to just sort of get a feel for who that person is.
And don't let them rush you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and we've all been there. We've all done that. And mm-hmm. then, and even I can look back on my mistakes
yeah.
and
yeah.
say, yep, I should have known.
No,
I should
exactly.
have known.
Wow, why
but
did
the thing
I do
is,
that?
Because yeah. a lot of times, and then the other side of it is, if a guy is kind of full of BS and yeah. doesn't have a lot to back it up, like whatever he's trying to sell you, you know what I mean? Like he's not the successful guy or
yes.
he's not the good
exactly.
guy. He's going to try to get in your pants as soon as possible because that will take your mind off looking at things objectively.
Right.
You know what I'm
yes.
saying? Because you'll
get
put on the rose.
Hypnotized yes, we'll and get, bonded.
Exactly.
And, you know, all the chemicals. Start,
and those guys know that.
Well, sure.
And it, you know, so they want to speed it along sexually so that to avoid you connecting the dots that they're not going to be a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And we have, you know, it's interesting. We have some emails that have been written in the past, and I've contacted the listeners that we would be doing relationship
oh.
help today. So let's look
let's do it.
At, oh, here we go. This is Sabrina. And she says, I am 30 now and I'm having a hard time finding a serious relationship. I've had boyfriends off and on since I was 17. I was engaged for 2 years when I was 26. He decided that he didn't want to get married. Then I was in a long-term relationship for 3 years before I found out that he was cheating on me. These experiences have made me feel like there's something wrong with me. And the problem is I always compare myself with other women and I feel insecure. I grew up with a lot of criticism from my parents and felt like I had to compete with my slimmer, prettier, more outgoing sister. Mm. I don't feel like I'm smart or pretty enough anymore. And when men get to really know me, they push away. Wow. So what advice
Heavy.
Can you give me to help me find a good guy? Wow, that's, you know, thank you so much for sharing that, Sabrina. That's, you know, that you're opening up your heart.
Yes.
And we appreciate that.
Well, I would say, oh my God, I don't mm-hmm. know. No,
well,
I'd have
you
to
know,
really, I'd have to, here's
yeah.
the thing.
Okay.
It's a little challenging to answer that
yes.
simply because we don't know the kind of guy she's picking, but mm-hmm. usually it comes
yeah.
down to the choices we make.
Right.
Right. And so I, you know, even when people say they go online dating and all they ever meet are got bad guys, you know, it's a combination of things. It's
mm-hmm.
who you're choosing
mm-hmm.
and then how you act and react in relationships.
Right.
And
right.
without knowing exactly those three things, it's very hard to really know what's going on. But I mean, obviously she's got to make different and better choices.
Yes.
Now how she does that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell if I know. No, well, I'm just kind of kidding.
You're so cute. But I mean, truly, it's like, Sabrina, from a psychological point of view,
right.
it's you did lay it out, and I really appreciate your insight about being criticized while growing up and feeling like you had to compete with your sister.
Right.
Who you think is prettier and slimmer and outgoing and all that. Look, you know, our siblings many times are very different from us.
Right. And the prettiest girls usually are the most insecure. So your sister's probably
yes.
just as insecure as you are.
If you really check
sure.
it out, you know. And there really is something to the fact that if we are, say, not as attractive in society when we're comparing ourselves to other people. But I happen to think everybody is attractive. I think everybody can make themselves and feel good about themselves no matter who they are.
But I would say she should probably work with a therapist.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Because it sounds
Absolutely.
Like she has a lot of internal, you know, issues that she needs to
yes.
deal with that are
yes.
a lot deeper
yes.
than just trying to fix it here. Mm-hmm. So I think if she can get into therapy, she should do that.
Exactly.
And work on herself and make better choices.
And so many of us have, you know, had critical parents and embrace that because that's our wiring from childhood. And we sort of carry that into adulthood and then whatever. When we're dating, we transfer a lot of those feelings onto other people, or we're projecting onto other people that they're going to criticize us or make us feel bad because that's what we're used to and that's what we expect.
Right. And that's what we're comfortable with.
Yes.
Innately. You know
exactly.
what I mean? On a subconscious level.
Right.
We're
and that's
comfortable
the wiring.
With that. Right. Exactly.
You know,
so she picks guys that reject her just kind of like her parents did.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she's got to work through those issues.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, and, you know, we all get dumped. It's not, you know, sometimes we have a sense that, oh, my God, I'm one of the few people who suffered this. We all have been dumped.
Oh, sure.
And hurt badly.
Yeah.
One, two, three, several times. It's okay. If somebody dumps us, we don't want them.
I mean,
better off.
The blessing here is that she's only 30.
Yes.
So, and I say only 30, which means she's still got time to fix what's going on, get a good guy, and get married and have a family. You know,
exactly.
If she was 40 and she's got to speed it up a little bit.
Yeah,
but she's
exactly.
got time. She just needs to figure it out now.
Right. And, you know, also if she has a, you know, communication with her sister, who she feels she's always kind of been in competition with, have a chat. Both of you guys go to a therapist together and sit down and say, man, I've always been jealous of you. You're so pretty and slim. And the other sister you'll find has a lot of her own stuff. So it's like you said, Gina, it's not necessarily about, you know, competition and that they're – everybody has a beautiful sense to them, and I don't mean to come off like, you know,
like a therapist.
You
are.
Everyone has a beautiful, but really,
like hippy dippy,
hippy dippy. We all have gifts. We all have beauty. We just have to discover it and find out where
some
it is.
Are just hidden way
and then
beneath.
Then there's some amazing hairdressers and a makeup artist out there.
Plastic surgeons, dentists, personal trainers. You can whip yourself into shape. You know, in truth. We're joking here, but in truth, it is so much easier to redo and remake your outer appearance than your inner self, you know? Yeah. So if you spend time building up your self-esteem from the inside and feeling good about who you are and being strong inside, you can change the outside so easily.
You are so right. Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes they say you have to change the inside first, which is, I believe, healthier. But sometimes, you're right, when you do change the outside, you start to go, ooh, wait a minute.
You do feel better inside. That's true. So I'm not...
Yeah. These white strips made my teeth look awesome.
I thought you were trying to tell me I had lipstick on my teeth just now when you're gesturing.
No, I'm sorry.
Do I have tuna in my mouth?
No.
Anyway, I think that I don't think it's one or the other. I don't think you have to fix the inside before the outside. I think you could fix the outside and you're right.
Yep.
And it could help what you got going on inside.
So true. Mm-hmm. Guys, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest is Gina Hendricks. She is the owner and founder of new AskARelationshipExpert.com. It's a website. It's also
your hotline to happiness.
Hotline to happiness. You can call that line if you'd like, if you want to get expert relationship advice. As Gina says, got problems? AskARelationshipExpert.com is the place to go when you need answers to your relationship questions now. Well-known relationship experts are ready and available to take your calls anytime, folks. So when you can't get in to see your therapist, calling and talking to one of these experts is the next best thing. Day or night, relationship advice you can count on is only a call away. These are well-known, well-respected experts. And one of our own very own former LA Talk radio hosts, the ultimate matchmaker, sitting right next to me, Gina Hendricks, is also there on the line to help you. So if you're embarrassed to tell your friends that you have the same problem again, oh my God, there she goes again talking about it, and wondering why you have no luck using the dating sites before you do any strange things, reaching out, sad, drunk dialing, texting, call the experts day and night. 888-813-0293, AskARelationshipExpert.com. There you have it, guys. And, you know, like, I like the fact that you put in there, go ahead and see your therapist first. And if you can't really get that, it's really nice to have that sort of hotline help. because...
I mean, some people, you know, simply maybe can't afford a therapist or...
Sure.
I mean, and Michelle, the other thing is, like anything, mm-hmm. there's good therapists, there's bad therapists.
Well, that's true.
So, it's really true. You don't want to spend a bunch of money on a bad therapist, for goodness sakes. So if you have some stuff that we could help you with, just call us and we'll chat. We'll chat with you.
We'll chat. If you want to chat here live on the air on the couch right now, give us a call, 323-203-0815. And we have a lot of emails coming in here on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That's my direct email. Ooh, boy, they're coming in. So that's awesome. Appreciate it, guys. And so shall we tackle another question
Let's
here?
Let's do it. I love it. I love questions.
Great. Cool. I thought we'd... check out a guy here. This is Jared. Jared says, I'm in my mid-20s, haven't found the right woman for me. My problem is that I'm really picky. Looks mean a lot to me, and I've been with many women. My longest relationship has lasted for a year. What I find now is that if I don't feel an instant attraction to someone, it's not a relationship worth pursuing. Do you agree?
I agree that that's how men are.
Yeah, thank you. No, I hear you.
Men are like that. They're visual. I mean, I don't know what he looks like, though. So it's like if he's looking for something, you know, super hot, well, he has two options. He can either be super hot or super rich.
Yeah.
And if he's neither of those, then he needs to recalibrate his choices.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and instant sexual attraction does not mean... you know, long-term relationships.
No.
I mean, and, you know, maybe there's a fear somewhere of, ooh, maybe I'll lose interest in her. It sounds like, you know, Jared has been sort of jumping in and out of relationships. There may be a fear of intimacy, Jared, and you use this, I want to find really the hot, perfect woman for me as an excuse?
Interesting.
Maybe?
Interesting.
Hmm. Think about that. It's a great excuse.
It's great excuse, you know. But I find a men... It seems when I do my matchmaking that if men are not visually attracted out of the gate, they can't, they're not going to stick with it. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
women
sure.
different. We're different in that way, you know? We hopefully are smart enough to realize that there's, you know, a lot more that's important than just the looks. But
exactly.
Men, it's very hard to talk men out of it if they're not attracted to a woman out of the gate.
Exactly.
Very
hard. So funny. You know, example is quite a while back, I had this client who was looking. She was online. She was dating. She was in her 30s. She was very picky. And she would look at the good-looking guys. And then she'd kind of get with them and meet them. And they just didn't seem to be quality guys. I mean, it was all about them. There's some narcissists in there. They wanted to hit her and quit her. And, you know, it was just that kind of thing. So then she started opening up her mind a little bit to guys who she wasn't, like, way attracted to, who were really, really hot. She started sharing with me some of these profiles. And there was this one man that just stuck out. He was humble. And I want to talk about that, too, your profile. But he was humble, and he had some good qualities about him. He came off like he had some moral standards, which I really liked the way he put that out there. And he was a little bit, for me, you know, if you're going to have a medical doctor analyze you, in a little overweight category. Mm. But he was a teddy bear. He was darling. And she goes, I'm just not uber, uber attractive, but he's kind of cute. So I encouraged her to follow up with the teddy bear because I thought he would.
Right.
They're like engaged now.
Oh, they are? That's great.
I mean, I tell you? He's lovely. And
it's
he's
interesting.
Taking good care of himself, by the way.
It's interesting. Okay, so is he getting in better shape, you mean? Okay, yes, because that's the one thing I have to say. I have become crazy about three guys now in my lifetime who are kind of heavy, like teddy bearish, stocky dudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with each of them is that they were super insecure.
Right.
So, like, they'd walk around and cover themselves up. And I can remember one guy years ago, like, he was standing in front of the mirror and, like, suck his stomach in. It was great. So, I don't know. Heavy guys are cool. I like them, actually. But they, I don't know, if they don't feel good about themselves, that ain't sexy.
That's true.
So
yeah, it's so true.
If you're heavy, just own it. own it.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, start, if it bothers you, just start, you know,
fix it. Right.
Just start walking. If you don't have a lot of money, you don't have to join a gym. Just, or, you know, just
exercise.
Sub-exercise. You're so funny.
Sublimate
some money that you're spending on something that's really useless and put it into a gym. You know what I'm saying? It's all about taking care of yourself. So, speaking about
did we
profiles,
answer that question?
I think we did.
Yeah. That's right. Jared. Right.
Yeah.
Jared. Right.
Yeah.
But that's not Jared from Subway. That's terrible.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's amazing how that reporter just sort of really heard what he was saying to her as when she was interviewing him as a representative of the American Heart Association.
Oh, wait. No, I don't know about that.
Well, there's this reporter who kind of exposed him.
Oh,
actually.
Is it the one today who said that he said something about children in Thailand? Did you hear that?
Oh, yes.
That's really disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is.
Anyway.
So anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Yes,
I mean,
that's a whole other show.
A category of pedophile, and he's in deep
stuff.
At
first, I thought it was just a witch hunt, because, you know, the media loves to stir up a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
But doesn't seem to be a witch hunt.
Yeah,
right.
There's too much stuff on his computer, too, that
Yikes.
They found. So that's scary. Very scary.
People are screwed up. That's why I like animals. That's my motto, even though I'm in the people business, but whatever.
You have a lot of lovely animals. You have a wonderful doggies and kitties. I love your animals. And they don't
Plenty
talk back.
Plenty of them.
And it's unconditional
Oh, they
love.
Do talk back. Oh, yes.
Oh,
they boss me around all day. Believe
right.
me.
By the way, in case you just tuned in, this is Dr. Michelle. You're on the couch with my guest expert today. It's Gina Hendricks. She is a relationship expert. Founder of AskARelationshipExpert.com. Also, the concierge matchmaking. I can't, you know, there's so many of these words that are just, I can't get them out today. I'm not.
I think
speaking.
You've been drinking
concierge,
this morning.
I promise. It's just too much caffeine.
You know what? Can we talk really quick about something? I want your opinion on
okay.
it.
Okay, sure.
I posted
let
on,
me just put it out there real fast.
Do it.
Yep.
Do it.
Concierge matchmaking company. It's exclusive introductions. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Don't let me stop you from plugging me. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's right.
My website's exclusivenla.com. Ladies can fill out a free profile. Anyway, so, you know, I have theories that are a little controversial, and in fact, quite controversial, because I believe in honesty and I'm an honest person,
yes.
right? But what I see when people are online dating or even in my business is that I feel like sometimes, because like I have a client
right.
who will not go out with a woman if she's, you know, over 40 and never been married.
Yes.
He just will not go out with her.
Right, right.
But I don't think that how is she more validated if she had been married briefly? Like at
right,
20,
how
does that make her a better candidate for him? Now, I know as a therapist, I'm sure you would say commitment phobic and all this stuff.
Right.
I am an advocate of, because I know a lady that's 49 and she's gorgeous, super gorgeous. But I can tell you a lot of men would not want to date her because she's never been married.
Right.
I would say to her, and I know you disagree with me.
Okay.
Just tell them you've been married.
Okay.
Because it doesn't hurt anybody, Michelle.
Okay.
It's not like she's lying about having an STD. For goodness
right.
sakes.
Well,
you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
That's something different.
That's
entirely.
Harmful. But yeah. I think my theory is if it can't harm the other person.
Yeah.
And the only thing it would do is affect the way they look at you.
Yeah.
Then just create a new story. And
right.
I know people are not down with that idea, but I just think we have been programmed to think the
right.
wrong things.
Well, I hear you. We have been programmed and we do judge, and then, you know, that makes it really tough.
If it won't harm anybody.
Right.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the only thing that I'm concerned about is, you know, that's funny because I was going to segue into the idea of, you know, presenting a really honest profile online and when you're meeting people in person. So my thing is when we lie, biggies, that's kind of a biggie to me, no judgment.
That's
but I hear
biggie,
what you're
okay.
saying, is that it's going to come and bite us in the rear, because if we really do get involved with this person later on, we go, ha, I was just kidding.
No, it just you has know. To be your story.
Oh.
You have to make that your story
oh,
forever.
So tell me about your husband. So did you have kids? How long was it? So where did you guys live? Did you buy a home together? No, it gets too convoluted.
It doesn't
to
have to be. Okay. Like, okay, so... Because, like, I lived with somebody.
Right.
We could have gotten married. But right. we didn't, you know what I mean? So why not just spin that into a marriage?
My take would be, and again, I hear you, because people judge.
People judge. And if, I see people being ruled out and and overlooked simply.
I know.
Yeah.
And I hear the same thing. But again, I have the issue with it's going to come back and bite you. And, you know, being honest and saying, yes, I was in a long-term relationship. And we were living together, whatever, that kind of thing.
Right.
That's, like you said, like marriage. I mean, it really is. The problem with marriage is, you know, when we say that, I just don't want to have to get into details and have them dig themselves deeper.
Right.
If this relationship were to work out. But right. I hear what you're saying.
I hate it when people judge other people like that. And the age thing, you know, that's another thing. So if you're past the age of having children.
Yes.
And you're dating somebody who doesn't want children,
no.
then, again, I don't think the age should matter.
Right, exactly. And that's right. And you really have to look at the person. If you're looking for a quality person, you really have to meet them in face-to-face.
Yes.
If you're attracted to them, don't look at the age. Don't look. Find out what their moral character is, if they really have an open, loving heart, if they're willing to give and be committed to you. That's what it's about. And
right.
you're attracted to them, of course, like I said. But also, if you're into having babies, great. Find someone who is of childbearing age, and that's all good. And I say good for you.
And so my issue is, if a woman is like on Match.com
yeah.
and she makes her age younger to be in sort of more of a childbearing age range,
right.
yet she's not.
Right, right.
And she's attracting men who on their profile have put they definitely want to have children. Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
Right, exactly.
That I have a problem with.
Sure.
Because she is doing something in that case
yes.
that is... can very much affect the other person.
Right, exactly.
So that's not cool.
It's really true.
Right.
And I hear what you're saying on that. So, guys, if you want to call in, you have questions or comments, 323-203-0815 is the number here in Los Angeles, all around the world, live here on the couch. Or you can email us. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. We had several emails coming in, and I see that there are more coming in. We'd love to answer your questions. I do want to touch on this issue, since we're talking about online dating,
okay.
about Ashley Madison being hacked and all of these men and women being busted.
They said there's not a lot of women on there, though.
No, there's
not.
Did
you hear that?
Yeah, there's not.
Wow.
There are not.
Isn't that funny?
Well, it's, you know, it's a hookup thing, and a lot more guys want to hook up than women. Oops. So that's what I see.
So but somebody was asking me, or I don't know, they posted
yeah.
it somewhere in a post I had. If there's not women on there, that many women on there, then what are the men doing?
Well, they're looking to get women who are laid. But I hear what you're saying. Women will peak. They'll put it out there. Some women will just... See, what I think is that a lot of times there are women that want to have friends with benefits. So they're going to peek onto that and see what's up.
Right.
Because I do have some clients who are into that, which is fine. I mean, there's no judgment from me. As long as they say, this is what I want, this is what I'm, you know, definitely going to look for, because I'm not into having relationships. Either I've been divorced and tired of it and just want to feel good about me and my sexuality, whatever.
But Ashley Madison, you know what Ashley Madison
well,
is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
what?
A hookup thing. It's a hookup for guys to find women.
It's for married people to meet
absolutely.
Each other.
Absolutely.
So then the guy wouldn't be divorced. It's,
well,
it's basically
most guys
for
aren't.
Married
are they? Yeah.
people
yeah.
to meet each other.
It? That's right. There's nothing wrong with having it. Yeah. No.
So then exactly. that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, because if you're married, it's fine if your partner knows that you're doing that. But if you're married, you know, and you're going online to meet other people to have, you know, relationships with, the problem
right.
is that you're being dishonest to the person you're married to.
Exactly.
I don't even understand. I really don't understand why people want to remain in unhappy, unsatisfying relationships. Life
right.
is so
like
short.
Like a marriage? You
yes.
mean, yeah, well, it's about finances.
Right.
It's about security. If a man, I mean, it's old school. If a guy has a woman at home, I think he feels secure that she'll always be there for them, you know, and that's kind of...
Selfish.
And all the goodies that come with that, you know. And that's
right.
why you and I always say to someone, if they're not asking you out on the weekends, or
right.
they don't call you or text you, follow up on a date, and then
right.
they, you know, they'll text you 2 weeks later on a Wednesday and say, what's up? What you doing tonight? You know they're either married or in another relationship
right.
with someone.
I had a girl recently just who, and it's, hard for me because behind the scenes, I know what's going on because I know him.
Yeah.
And I was trying to set her up with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, well, I'm still dating so-and-so, right? And I'm like, really? Have you seen him in 2 weeks? And she was like, I said, have you seen him or are you just talking to him?
Ah.
And texting, let's
right.
say. And she's like, oh, no, we're texting. And I said, and I'm trying to tell her without having to tell her. And I'm like, well, well, then I'll set you up with somebody. And she says, oh, no, I want to wait. And I go, wait for what? And so she says, I think he just doesn't, you know, he's just used to being by himself. And then I'm like,
oh,
girl.
Wow.
Girl, he's not used to, but no.
Yeah.
Let me set you up. And she says, well, I'm old fashioned. I want to just wait.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Wait, right. What the heck are you waiting for?
Well,
and they've only gone on 2 dates.
Yeah, exactly.
But so many women, they'll say to me, especially lately this is happening, mm-hmm. Gina, you know, I'm going to take myself out of your database because I just met somebody. And it's like, you just met them.
Right.
Why are you going to, you know what I mean? Don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Right.
Yet,
no
know?
Pun intended. Exactly.
No pun intended. Right. Exactly.
But I mean, it's true.
Because I think that if you want a guy to ask you out and court you and do these things, mm-hmm. that yeah. you need to stay busy. That's yep. old fashioned advice, but it never goes out of style.
No, it's true. I really agree. It never goes out of style. You got to just chill, take your time, get to know somebody,
right.
please. And again, getting back to the Ashley Madison thing, I have had clients in the past who are really comfortable with a married man because they don't want a commitment. They want to just explore their sexuality or be taken care of, go out, get, you know, fancy
right.
Stuff and enjoy the goodies of not having to commit to someone. And for one reason or another, you know, they have intimacy issues themselves, commitment issues. So a lot of women, I think, do check it out and sort of see, not as many, of course, as we would think, but there are those women out there who will check it out. And you know, they'll pick through guys and they'll put it out there. And I've had clients that do it.
You have?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Wow.
And they've met several guys, you know.
I'm sure they have. There's lots of guys
them.
On there.
Oh,
there's only
goodness.
Three area codes in all of America that aren't
yeah.
on Ashley Madison.
And what's so sad is you're hearing these stories about wives who have actually had access now to find out if their husbands are, you know, all these names are being released.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God. And these relationships are breaking up.
Right.
Because... hey, who wants to be with a cheater?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But what a lucrative business.
Oh,
my God.
Goodness. It's amazing.
From an entrepreneurial standpoint.
Exactly.
My God.
Yeah,
my God.
It's so true.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not an expert on dating sites, so I wouldn't claim to say you shouldn't do this and shouldn't do that. This is not a dating site particular. Well, it is. I guess you'd call it that.
Sure. It's a dating site for married people.
That's right. But I'm finding, you know, a lot of... I guess more structured and, you know, the match.coms or, you know, the harmonies. Those are a little, another one I'm hearing from some of my older clients is Our Time.
Oh, for seniors?
Seniors. I don't know if
yeah.
it's seniors or what, but it's an
yeah,
older
it's,
group.
It's,
you know, you find
yeah.
somebody who's not looking for someone who's, you know, it's not like a 60, 50-year-old guy.
Looking for seniors. A 25-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
it's
right,
more
right.
like somebody who I can really have a relationship with.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are
yeah.
those good, you think?
You know, I think Our Time might be a good one. I don't know. I haven't, thank God I haven't
yeah.
gotten to that age
you're
yet.
Not in that area. So.
Close, very close. No,
no you're not,
ah, but no, I don't know. But yeah, I think that the young and the hip and the cool people are on the apps these days.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I think that Match, while it's a great one, it's a grandfather now and it's antiquated. And you know, you find a lot of times on Match.com the lifers.
Right.
They've been on forever. Forever.
Oh, my gosh. And why is that? What's up? They're just picky. They just go through a lot of people.
I don't know. And I have, because I keep a profile yeah. on there because I use it a lot of times to look for women yeah. for my guys. And so I have guys write to me, and it's the same guy who's written to me, not even saying, hey, I know I've written to you before. He's writing to me as if it's the first time he's ever mm-hmm. written to me. Mm-hmm. And he's written to me probably 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
Over the span of several years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I'm thinking, do you not realize? I mean, I change my pictures, granted, but a lot of times
yes.
guys don't even change their pictures. So it's the same picture for like 60 years. Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, that guy again.
They
that
really don't again. Want to get involved in a relationship. I think that's the deal. They want to put the effort out. They're sort of kind of get their toe in the water. But then they, they're a little afraid of whatever.
Right. They're afraid of the reality. They're afraid of a real relationship.
Yeah.
Yes. There are those.
That's really true. If you want to email me a question here, I'm talking with relationship expert Gina Hendricks, and she's the author of the book Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend.
Available on Amazon.
Yeah, by the way. And it's really, just Google it, guys. It's a really good book. Also, she's the founder and also one of the operators. She is the operator, but she is also a relationship expert at her company, AskARelationshipExpert.com, where you can get relationship advice at 888-813-0293. You want to just have sort of a conversation because you're worried about something or a habit that you've been doing, you know, I think it's a good idea just to check it out.
Should everybody sign a prenup, do you think? Should a woman refuse to sign a prenup?
You know, I was just talking about that last night with actually my husband because he has a friend who is quite well off and he's dating and he has gotten involved with the lady who's really lovely person. I think she's amazing. And he's engaged now, but he wants her to sign a prenup before they get married.
Right.
Because just in case that relationship doesn't work out. And he worked very hard to get to where he is today in his corporation.
Right.
And he's not thinking she's a you know, just a princess who's looking to, you know, a gold digger who's looking to get all of his money because he is in love.
Right.
But his parents have said, you've got to get a prenup. You've got to do this. It's really important.
How old is he?
Oh, he's in his 40s.
Okay.
You know, so he's...
And he's never been married?
He's been married when he was in his 20s.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's, he was starting to just build his little, he's really an entrepreneur, a smart guy. So the thing is she is in her 30s.
Okay.
And she has her own, you know, work that she has pursued. She does well, pretty well, I think. But he's just concerned about the future. Just should it not work out,
and
that
how do
he'd
you
have
feel
to
about
split
it?
With California law. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with
it. I see nothing wrong with it either. Yeah.
If you love somebody enough and want to marry them, you're going to be okay with a prenup. I mean,
sure.
What's up with that?
And how does she feel about it?
She's okay with it.
Oh, okay.
She was a little iffy at first.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, we've gone out with them a lot of times to dinner and stuff like that. She's made some little comments, you know, which are interesting to me about, oh, yeah, we got to make this really legal or something like that. And it's kind of weird, but, you know, that kind of, and I
hopefully
said,
she'll get over it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Hopefully she'll get over it. I mean, I think if your intentions are honest, and I don't think it takes the romance out of it. I don't think it does anything. I think you just sign it and you move on. That's what I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I think that's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, if you really love someone and want to be with them, you explore that. Yeah. And if somebody doesn't want to sign a prenup, you know where they're coming from. That's my point.
I think so.
That's
I think I would have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
All righty. We have an email here from Mercedes. I love that name.
Mercedes.
What a cool name.
That is cool.
Yeah.
What's her question?
So, hey, Doc, why is it that I can only be happy and fulfilled if I'm in a relationship? It's better to have a bad relationship than no relationship.
Oh,
that's
my.
That's her motto, because I hate being alone. Okay. I hate being alone. I understand that.
Right. Does she have a question? Or
that
what?
Was it.
Oh, okay. She's
why
telling
is
us.
It that I can only be happy and fulfilled if I'm in a relationship?
My experience, what I've observed is that when you're in a bad relationship, it's an energy drain.
Yes, it is. It really is.
So it's like, it's interesting because if she thinks she has such a great life when she's in a bad relationship, imagine the mountains she would be moving if she was not in a bad relationship.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
What do you make of it?
No, I agree. Completely agree. I think, you know, you've got to learn how to really be with yourself first.
I mean,
I'm all for getting your own place, getting a roommate if you can't afford your own place, but really discovering who you are as a single person and being alone and just chilling out on nights. I have a lot of clients who finally discovered that they don't need to keep jumping into relationships to help find out who they are.
Right.
You can discover who you are a lot quicker if you resolve some of your whatever self-esteem issues with a therapist, or just be alone and ask yourself questions about, why do I feel insecure? What are some of the things that have, you know, triggered my needing someone so badly.
Right.
What do I fear if I don't have a relationship? So
right.
You need to explore these
things. She
probably
fears she's not being loved. Nobody
yeah.
loves her. She's not valuable. All those
right.
things. Those are all self-esteem issues.
I think so.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of great books on self-esteem out there. Just Google it.
I mean, the only thing that that really concerns me mm-hmm. is if there's children involved or if she ends up staying in a bad relationship and having children. Who wants to bring children into a bad relationship? It's not
exactly.
fair to the kids.
It's so true.
So she needs to fix that, because if she's the type of woman that's willing to stay in a bad relationship to have a relationship at all, mm-hmm. sooner or later there's going to be kids involved, mm-hmm. and then you're just going to screw up your kids.
It's really true.
So
you are so right. I can't tell you how many kids of those parents are
right.
on my couch every
right.
day.
Right, there you go. Exactly.
You know, it's like, well, they just got kids because they thought it was okay, but they didn't know how to parent, and I don't feel loved.
Right.
So,
right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough. So that, great advice, Gina.
Thank you.
Guys, by the
I
way,
try.
You do well. If you want advice, I really encourage you to check out, and I have such great copy here. It's a Gina's company, AskARelationshipExpert.com. It's the place to go when you need answers to your relationship questions now. And there are well-known relationship experts ready and available to take your calls anytime. And when you can't get in to see your therapist, calling and talking to one of these experts is the next best thing, day or night. Relationship advice you can count on. It's only a call away. That number, by the way, is 888-813-0293. And I want to thank you for being on
it's
the
fun.
Show.
Always
And also
fun.
Thank you for being a sponsor of the show today.
Oh, it's yeah. Wonderful. I love you. I love your show.
Aww.
So it's all good.
Aww.
It's great. Thank
and
you.
And I want to just make a disclaim here. Dr. Michelle, particularly, I am not your therapist, and we don't have a therapeutic relationship. And so anything taken on this show is just suggestions and ideas.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know, just anything. So there you go, guys. If you were to say one thing before we leave to mm-hmm. people on how to really get healthy so you can be better for other relationships, what would be some of those things taken from your book, Stop Being a Bitch?
Oh, no. I'm not on the spot or
and
anything.
And be a boyfriend.
And be a boyfriend.
And be a,
get
a boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Be a boyfriend.
You know,
hey,
everybody's transgender these days.
Wait a minute. That's your next book.
Right.
Holy mackerel.
Stop Being a Bitch and Be a Boyfriend?
Yeah.
I might have to work that through. I have to think that one through a little bit.
That's a good one. I like that.
I think that how would one get healthy?
Yeah.
I guess you need to really do a lot of self-evaluation, and you really need to maybe even, because your friends are the ones who know what's going on with you.
Yep.
But a lot of times they don't feel comfortable being able to share what they know with
yeah,
you
exactly.
for fear of you getting really furious.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you need to reconcile yourself
yep.
to convincing your friends to be honest with you and start there and being willing to listen.
Yes.
Because if you see things in your life not working, the people closest to you, they know what's going on. They're
yes,
just
they
not
do.
Being honest with you because
right.
they don't feel like they can.
Right.
So you need to convince them and convince yourself that you're going to be okay with whatever they tell you. And then that information that they tell you, you have to take to heart and you have to figure out how to fix it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Gina.
Sure.
As always, a wonderful relationship expert. We always have fun together on the show. I'm so glad you came today.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
You're welcome. Check out Gina, AskARelationshipExpert.com, GinaHendricks.com. What else have we got here? We have your concierge.
ExclusiveInLA.com.
Matchmaking company. Yep.
ExclusiveInLA.
You are so busy, girl. And your book, Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. Check it out, guys, online. And also, don't forget that we're here every Friday on the couch. You can be, too, on LA Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Michelle Cohen. You can check me out and what I'm all about, talkshowtherapist.com, talkshowtherapist.com. Thanks so much for your emails, your comments, and questions. Loved having you on the show, everybody. You are part of it always. And as I always do say, take good care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for a relationship. And that's the way it works in the world. Have a good one, guys. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.